Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about the cemetery tours.
And here to talk about it, we have Linda Benson, Audrey Kelly, and Bruce Kelly, who arrange these tours. And these tours are fun. If you've never been on one, you should try it. The thing about it is that each grave, or each important grave, has a actor standing beside it who pretends to be and is acting the part of the deceased who is laying beneath his feet. And this is lots of fun and very interesting, and I urge everybody who hasn't ever seen it to do it. But here to talk about it, we have Linda Benson, Audrey Kelly, and Bruce Kelly. And welcome.
Thank you.
If I could start, I just want to say one thing. We are very excited about the Stories Tours, where the actor represents the person in the gravesite. And we started those only 4 years ago. This will be our fourth year doing that tour. But we also have the tour that was sort of the father or the parent of the Story Tours, and that's the Solstice Lecture Tour, which we do every June 21st. And on that one, just to clarify, we don't have actors that set up as one of the lecture series of Cook Inlet Historic Society, and we do go from gravesite to gravesite, 10 of them, to talk about the people there. But the format is different, and it's still fun, and it's still interesting, and it's very fact-filled. What we've done is selected several of the stories that Bruce and I found interesting and taken them to Linda Benson for her perusal. And looking them over, she'll decide which one just seems really to have some spectacular something that we can make a story of, she can make a story of, and we can have actors do. And so Linda came on 3 years ago, this is the fourth year, to be the theatrical director of getting the stories together so that we could expand what used to be just that Solstice Cemetery tour. And now it's actually three tours every year.
And it's fun. It really is. With actors playing the parts of the person who's lying beneath his feet.
The actors have a great time doing it, too, I might say. They one and all have been really excited about it and find it's an entirely different sort of audience than they're used to performing in front of. And one and all have thoroughly enjoyed themselves.
Well, Linda, I want to ask you a question about the actors, because you say they have a lot of fun doing this, and you say it's different from what they normally do on stage. I assume they've got to stay in character the whole time, or do they break character, or do they improvise as the characters when they're not doing their individual stories?
Often questions are asked of the actors. Sometimes we felt almost that people think they are the person, and they will ask them things that these actors unfortunately can't possibly answer. So that they either bluff their way through or explain that they really don't know the answer to that. But yeah, you know, you might be a famous stage actor in this town, and most of the people who come to the cemetery walk could care less. You are, in fact, that person for that time.
Well, how much research do the actors do into their characters?
Well, they like to have, especially the ones who've done it a couple of years, they certainly like to have some background information that may not be in the story. The story often will dwell on one thing about them, and they will certainly want to know more than that one thing. But to say any more than that would go beyond the time limit that I sort of fix for each character.
However, people will walk back, and when they're interested in a character, will break the area and walk back and ask them some more questions. So
yes.
So they have to know a certain amount about the character they're, well, yes, they're representing.
As one of the actors myself, this is Bruce Kelly, we oftentimes get people in the audience that are actually family members of the people we're talking about.
And so, that's quite frightening.
Yes, and we have to have a good working knowledge of that person that we're talking about and be able to answer questions there. But so far, we haven't had anybody be offended by our presentations. And in fact, they've complimented us on doing a good job with what the material we present.
One thing, we do try to be very careful and present things that are pretty factual, that are taken from public records, basically what Bruce and I have done for the previous Solstice tours, and personal memoirs or personal memories of the people. And when Linda agreed to join us, she is a great storyteller, so she was really very, very excited about making these wonderful stories. And I think we've had to curb a little bit because of Linda's first presentation.
We don't always get along.
Always saying, is that exactly true, Linda? And Linda will say, but that's exactly very interesting.
There's always got to be some drama in drama.
Absolutely. Yes.
Exactly.
I've never complained about anything, even when I knew it wasn't true.
One looks at what history was like at that time. And if you've read a lot of Alaskan history, then you are aware of some things that could have been true for that character, given that time and that place. And I feel that that's all right, because what you're doing is telling history as it was, and it could have been for that person.
And much of the early history, the people that we talk about are based on the early history of Anchorage. And that was so much shaped by the federal control of the town through the railroad and corresponding bootlegging and alcohol prohibition that existed in Anchorage and all the other all of the myriad of little social issues that occurred based on that.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about the cemetery tours, and our guests are Bruce Kelly, Audrey Weltman Kelly, and Linda Benson, talking about several things going on this summer where people walk through our cemeteries here and talk to actors portraying the characters underneath the gravesites. And that brings me to my question for Bruce and Audrey. You two have developed you've chosen the characters. How do you go about choosing the characters that you're going to present during the tours? Do you do some research or something about them that just perks your interest, or how do you go about choosing these characters?
For the stories, it's definitely something that perked our interest for the lectures, and then Linda looks over the ones that we have done a little summary of, and then she selects pretty much the ones for the story tours. For the Solstice tour, we had a good deal of information from John Bagoy to begin with, and then we've expanded on that.
And there's just a whole bunch of people buried in that cemetery that were so important in the early development of Anchorage. So we've had no problems finding people to talk about every year. I think overall in the 12 years that Audrey and I have presented the Solstice Tour, we've done something about 120 different grave sites, so we still got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot of people out there to talk about, and they've all got a story, and it's an interesting story.
Everybody has an interesting story.
Exactly. We just have to find that story.
Well, can you tell us some of the stories you'll be telling this year? Who are some of the characters you're going to be presenting this year?
Okay, there's a difference between the characters that we present for the Solstice Tour on June 21st. They are always different than the ones we do for the Stories Tours. And then on the Story Tours, we do one series of Story Tours on July 13th, and that is at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm looking at Linda here.
That's correct.
And on that one, people go from graveside to graveside. You have a lot of walking, and if you come right at 6, you should be able to hear every presentation, and there will be 10. And then on August 10 at 6 p.m., all the actors come on stage and do
stage
their presentation.
In the middle of the cemetery.
Yes, so there's limited walking.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, do you have a favorite character that you have portrayed?
Oh, I've had several over the years. Last year I did John Sturgis, the first police chief of Anchorage, who was murdered. And the year before that I did Frank Dorbant, a very well-known bush pilot that was so prominent in the early Anchorage development of aviation. Those were my favorite two.
Which were your favorites, quickly?
Linda?
Mary Scott, the first one I did.
Mary Smith.
Smith, that's right. That's right. Mary Smith, I can't remember. Who lost her husband and children all in two separate water accidents to drowning. That was probably the most interesting one to do. And on that one, her friends were there to watch me to be sure I did it in a dignified manner. And that was difficult to be under such scrutiny, but I think I passed the test.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Thank you for being with us today. We've been talking to Bruce and Audrey Kelly and Linda Benson about the cemetery tours, which begin in a few weeks and continue off and on all summer.
Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Well, thank you.
And hope to see you out at the cemetery.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Perseverance Theater invites actors to open auditions in Anchorage for the 2014-15 season at 6 to 9 p.m. tonight and 12 to 3 tomorrow. Bring a monologue if you've prepared one, otherwise audition scripts will be made available. If you want to be considered for the musical Chicago, which only runs in Juneau, please bring 16 bars of a mid to up-tempo song, no ballads please, to sing. Please also bring an artistic resume and a headshot or recent photograph. To sign up for the 15-minute audition slot, contact Shona Strasser at shona@perseverancetheater.org or call 907-364-2421, extension 232.
The Last Frontier Theater Conference will be held June 8th to 14th in Valdez. This annual worldwide conference attracts playwrights from around the world. For more information, go to theaterconference.org or just Google Valdez, Alaska.
Tickets are available now at CenterTix for a benefit for Cyrano's Theater Company. It's a unique cabaret show, songs and stories starring Alan Rackins, star of two TV series, L.A. Law and Dharma and Greg, and an old friend of CTC's founder, Jerry Harper. He will be accompanied by composer Shelley Markham, who wrote the music for Cyrano's December show, Alexander's No Good Horrible Day. The benefit is June 6th at 7:30 at the Discovery Theater at the PAC.
Stories of the Cemetery returns June 21st at 7 p.m., July 13th at 6 p.m., and August 10th at 6 p.m. at Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. Stories will be told at the gravesites by actors dressed to match the fallen person. Enter at the John Begoy Gate at 7th and Cordova Streets. Call 907-343-6814 for more information. Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Linda Benson, Audra Kelly, and Bruce Kelly about the cemetery tours. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.